This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversation in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show, and this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. And this episode takes a look at the month of March. And we start things off with Audrey Raj's interview with Ismail Muhammad Noor of BestiNet. BestiNet was founded to revolutionize Malaysia's complex migrant workers management system. While its efforts as a cross-border migration solutions provider has received widespread recognition and awards, BestiNet is still trying to shake off some bad press. So Audrey unearthed some tough questions about the company's past when she spoke to BestiNet CEO Ismail Muhammad Noor in what was Enterprise's own version of the breakfast grill.
In the last year or so, since the 14th general elections and the dawn of Malaysia Baharu, BestiNet has been in the news for not the reasons you would like, I imagine. There was talk of BestiNet belonging to or having links to our former Deputy Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi's family. His brother-in-law and brother were said to be shareholders. So maybe you can clear the air. Yeah. Who owns BestiNet, and has anyone involved in UMNO ever had a connection to BestiNet?
Okay. Yes, there's a lot of accusations and allegations. Yeah, I'm going to state the fact is that BestiNet does not have any links to any political parties, does not have any links to Zahid Hamidi or his family. We work with the government of the day because, as you know, we are contracted by the government of Malaysia, not by any individuals. Yeah? BestiNet is owned by a few major shareholders. And we have one shareholder, which is the biggest shareholder, which is a company and doesn't have any links to anybody, even the company. We have also individual shareholders, which are, you know, public information. You can check it out. Yeah. And as you know, FWSMS, it's our initiative, and we are very passionate about doing this. At the end of the day, business is business. But to me, if you ask me personally, I want to save humanity, because we know migrant workers at the end of the day are the one who gets all the flak, right?
Yeah.
They are at the end of the chain, right? So they are the one who needs the protection. And we believe, BestiNet believe that FWSMS is the only way of doing it. Because if you do it still manually, previously there's a lot of abuses and leakages and corruptions.
Mm.
And when you have also a lot of face-to-face interaction, right? Going to counters or going through local agents, you have a lot of corruption and leakages, yeah? And by doing the system, we have proved it. We have proved it, and it is recognized by the UN.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in dealing with allegations and false accusations like this? Has any of it impacted the company's bottom line?
Definitely.
Yes.
Especially now when the government of Nepal does not give any clearance. Yeah, because as I said before, our collection is based on registration. With the allowed fees for us to collect, is only to cover the operations. Can imagine now in an IT, you have to have people to run this, you have to have infrastructure, yeah, and you have people to actually enhance and develop, right? So when the government of Nepal stops the clearance of their nationals to go out to Malaysia, right, definitely it will impact the bottom line. And also the government of Malaysia already suspended the Bangladesh. Remember the Bangladesh recruitment as well. So it is also impacting us. Huh? Mm-hmm. And now we only have about 10 countries whereby workers coming into Malaysia.
Following that, we had Arvind Yuvaraj. It's probably his favourite interview with Bookie Boo. Hetal Gandhi, stories made just for your child. So Bookie Boo makes kids the heroes of their own fairy tales by designing and writing custom keepsake storybooks in a number of styles and a variety of characters. So Arvind spoke to the founder of Bookiboo about working with Disney, the mysterious Bookiboo genie, and the warmth of creating books in an age of mobile phones and addictive screens. Here in this clip, Hethel explains why she decided to leave the comfortable life to start a startup that makes customizable books for children. She also explains why books holds a special place for her and the kids around her.
So it actually, you know, after 12 years, you know, there was a certain, like you said, comfort sets in and it's a comfort zone, but it starts becoming a little stagnating. But so it was something that I felt I could grow with, and it was something new, you know, little things grow into bigger things. I was very lucky because my husband helped me set up the technology, because to this to work on a scale, it needs tech. And so I already had a partner who was willing to kind of do the technology side of it. And content came very naturally to me. Initially, I started with moving to working part-time and doing this. And then slowly, slowly, it kind of became the focus of, you know, what I do.
Like a full-blown company,
yeah, like
kind of thing.
Like a full-blown company. So what actually happened was it was, you know, just something that I was doing for my niece. It was her birthday, and I've always loved writing and kids' books. Like, I still read kids' books. I love them. And so I started off with making a book for Vani, and who's my niece. And what happened was that we made this story, which is based on the letters of her name, and we created for her, and she just loved it. And from there on, we kind of, you know, there were other people who saw it and they said, oh, why didn't you make one for us, and so on. And slowly, slowly, it kind of became something that we felt could, you know, become something bigger. And it's about impacting a child's life. And our focus is really to introduce young readers, early readers, to the magic of books. Books is something that I personally believe is very essential in a child's life. And what we see in children today is, what's difficult for them to do is, one, focus, and two is empathize. And empathy is everything. And that is something that you learn a lot from books, because books not only, you know, it's a slow process. It's something that you spend time on each page. You kind of look in, you understand different perspectives. And it helps you focus rather than just move from one image to another image very fast.
And that's it for our March edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversation in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, the app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.